ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 So today, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 24, title, The Renunciation of Kardama Muni, text number 27.
Aho papacha mananam.
Aho papacha mananam.
Aho papacha mananam. Niraye svair amangalai.
Niraye
svair amangalai. Kalena bhuyasa nunam.
Kalena bhuyasa nunam.
Kalena bhuyasa nunam.
Kalena bhuyasa nunam.
Prasidantiha devata.
Prasidantiha devata.
Prasidantiha devata.
Prasidantiha devata.
Aho papacha mananam.
Aho papacha mananam.
Aho papacha mananam.
Aho papacha mananam.
Niraye svair amangalai.
Niraye svair amangalai.
Niraye svair amangalai.
Niraye svair amangalai.
Kalena bhuyasa nunam.
Kalena bhuyasa nunam.
Kalena bhuyasa nunam.
Kalena bhuyasa nunam.
Prasidantiha devata.
Prasidantiha devata.
Prasidantiha devata.
Prasidantiha devata.
Aho.
Aho.
Oh. Papachamanam. With those being much afflicted,
Niraye,
in the hellish material entanglement,
Swai,
their own, Amangalai, by misdeeds, Kalena, Bhuyasa, after a long time, Nunam, indeed, Prasidanti, they are pleased, Iha. In this world, Devata, the demigods. So, translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Kardama Muni said, oh, after a long time, the demigods of this universe have become pleased with the suffering souls who are in the material entanglement because of their own misdeeds. So, we'll repeat the translation. Kardama Muni said,
oh,
after a long time,
the demigods of this universe
have become pleased with the suffering souls who are in the material entanglement because of their own misdeeds. So, purport, again by His Divine Grace. It's a small purport. Okay. All of you, please listen attentively what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Today is also, incidentally, you know, today and tomorrow is the 50th anniversary being celebrated in New South Wales. So it's the 50th anniversary. ISKCON, it's 50 years since, you know, ISKCON was started 50 years back. Now it's 50th anniversary. So we'll offer this class to Srila Prabhupada. This material world is a place for suffering which is due to the misdeeds of the inhabitants, the conditioned souls themselves. The sufferings are not extraneously imposed upon them, rather the conditioned soul create their own suffering by their own acts. In the forest,
In the forest, fire takes place automatically. It is not that someone has to go there and set a fire. Because of friction among various trees, fire occurs automatically. When there is too much heat from the forest fire of this material world, the demigods, including Brahma himself, being harassed, approach the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and appeal to him to alleviate the condition. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends. In other words, when the demigods become distressed by the suffering of the conditioned soul, they approach the Lord to remedy the suffering, and the Personality of Godhead descends. When the Lord descends, all the demigods become enlivened. Therefore, Kardama Muni said, after many, many years of human suffering, all the demigods are now satisfied because Kapila Deva, the incarnation of the Godhead, has appeared.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahi Tadatisa Padantam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna. So, being a happy note of the 50th anniversary, unfortunately the topic today won't be very good. It's about suffering. But if one does not know what suffering is, then he will not make any endeavor to get out of this world. Right? As long as one is illusioned, conditioned to think that this whole world is Sukhalayam, then it's very, very difficult for him to get out.
So the topic of Srila Prabhupada, the first word of his purport is, Srila Prabhupada says, this material world is a place for suffering.
The Supreme Lord himself, in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says that this place is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Right? It is not Sukhalayam, it's Dukkhalayam. And Ashashvatam, it's a place of temporary nature. Why? Why is temporary? Because we all of us, right, are bound to think that we are this body. Even though Krishna says we are not this body, but spirit soul. Right? That's a fundamental problem. So what is the problem with this body? Krishna explains. The problem with the body is, the body undergoes 6 changes. What are the changes? The body is born. It grows for some time. Then it stays on. Right? For some time. Say a body is born. I am born. I grow up to 22 years. And then from 22 to 52, whatever may be, I stay like that. And then, during that time, I produce byproducts. Right? I have a son, byproduct. And then what happens? 50 to 60 years, 65 dwindles. And then after 70, 75 in Kali Yuga, vanishes. This is the nature of the body. Do any time we think about it? No. Because we don't have time to think about it. And what is this body? If you look at this house, this Srila Krishna's house, Krishna's temple. This is made up of bricks, stones, right? Wood, etc. And it's spiritual. What is our body made up of? One should know. Krishna explains. It is just I made your body with 8 material elements which is separate from me. So the gross body, our beautiful gross body, right? Is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. Material. And then the so-called our mind, intelligence, false ego, that is also material. Krishna explains that Bhumi apo nalo vayu kam mano buddhi evacha ahankara itiyamme binna prakriti astata. Simple. 8 material elements are used. These are all my material elements. It's coming from me, Krishna explains. It is not our energy. And these energies, right, 8 energies are Krishna's material energy, and with that this body is created, this gross body and subtle body, right? And it's given by the material nature for a purpose. So if you think this is your body, then you are in illusion. If you think you are a bone, flesh, definitely we are living in a land of illusion, which is Lord's material energy, right? So the Lord says we are separate from this body, which is soul. Because of the presence of the soul, the matter is changing. The matter is not changing on its own. If I leave this table, right, it is not going to change. Right? It will be there in the same place where I left. But because the presence of the soul, which is a fragmental part of the Lord, which is Satchitananda component of the Lord, then the body is growing. But if I think, yes, you are growing because of your body, no, it's growing because of the presence of the soul. The moment the soul comes out, the body is dead. They'll throw the body out. They don't even keep, because it'll stink. Our so-called beautiful body will stink if the soul leaves. So what is the importance? What is the importance? Soul or the body? Matter or spirit? So we are a combination of body and soul. We are not just body. Krishna gives us knowledge. This is known as transcendental knowledge. You know the difference between body and soul. This knowledge, throughout Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is explaining. Right? So we are spirit soul covered by 2 layers of matter. Gross body and subtle body. That's it. Right? So what happens then? Right? What happens after Brahma creates this body? Right? Then the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? He enters the body as super soul and he activates all the 11 senses. Now, the foolish living entity, right? Once he gets the body, he misidentifies with the body and chooses a wrong field of activity. He chooses a wrong field. He thinks that he is a body and he chooses a wrong field of activity. So Krishna is saying, correct your field of activity. Your field of activity is you are a soul. So you have to offer loving devotional service to Krishna. That is your real field of activity. But the material energy, the Lord's own material energy, it is not something different. The spiritual energy is also coming from the Lord. The material energy is also coming from the Lord. The Lord's own energy, it will induce us to go away from Him if the senses are not used in the Lord's service. The Lord's own energy, material energy, it's not different. So, the fundamental principle is either you can serve Krishna or Maya. These are the 2 choices you have got. You don't have any choice. If you don't serve Maya, if you don't want to serve Maya, you can serve Krishna. But if you do not want to serve Krishna, you can serve Maya. That is the free will the Lord has given to every individual living entity who's present in this universe, right? Either you can serve Maya or you can serve Krishna. What if I prefer to serve Maya? That is your choice. Krishna is not forcing. But if you choose to serve Maya, then your body goes through all the 6 changes and you have to die. Birth and death. So the second chapter, the Lord is saying that the body cannot be saved. The soul cannot be killed. So you choose which you want to do, which you prefer. If you are a body, you have to die. But if you practice Krishna consciousness, that means you are acting on the soul. So if you act on the soul, then there is no death for you, eternally. But this body you have got it because of the previous birth, so it has to die. The next birth, accordingly, based on your sadhana, Krishna is going to reward you. Right? Not only that, not only have the body has to undergo six changes, also you will have seven kinds of sufferings in this material world. That is a choice you take. What are the seven kinds of suffering? Birth, death, old age, disease, trouble caused by the other living entity, trouble caused by the demigods, trouble caused by your own body and mind. Your own mind is an enemy and a traitor. It will not allow you to be peaceful. That's a choice you have to take. Your own mind. It will act like that. That's a deception. That is how it is created. Brahma is created. The whole world is created like that. Because Krishna wants to realize that, no, you are matter. If you think you are matter, then you will die. You know, you are spirit soul. You have to understand the difference and then do some work. Do some homework. Follow the instruction. Act on the soul. Then, you know, it will be better for you. There's no more birth. But if you choose to act on the body, then it will produce repeated birth and death. Right? So, Krishna himself has accepted that there is suffering, you know, the material world, by saying that's ashastra. Dukkhalayam ashashvata. Now, all the various religions in this world, right, including Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, and Islam, all of them agree that this world is a place of suffering. So what is Buddha's philosophy? He's not saying suffering. Buddha's philosophy, the four golden rules, right? The world is full of suffering. He did not say suffering. Full of suffering. That's the first point. First rule. Second, there is a cause for the suffering. 2.2. And third, the cause of the suffering is desire. So four, don't desire. Is it possible to do? Sunyavadi, make it zero. If you desire, that's a problem. Don't desire. Because their philosophy is, if you feed desire, then you become lusty. You become greedy. Because your desire comes, you want more and more and more. That is how the material energy works. Right? That's how material energy always expands. So it wants more and more. So if you feed the desire, you become greed, karma will increase. If you don't feed the desire, you get angry. Why didn't you give me that? Angry. That is how it is. So they say put it zero. Make it zero. But is it possible? We are embodied. Is it possible to make this desire zero? Not possible. The eye is there. Krishna has given this eyes not to close and sit down, to see the beautiful form of Krishna. So all the senses should be engaged in Krishna's service. Then there is no entry for Maya. You have to practice. I know it is not easy, but one has to practice that. That is what Krishna will help. In the material energy, you are all by yourself. The 13th chapter, Krishna says, the living entity, right, thus associates with the three modes of material nature and enjoys its ways of life and thus meets with the good and the evil. I am neutral, I don't have anything to say. You do a good karma, you suffer, you enjoy. You do a bad karma, you suffer. I have got nothing. Material energy is taking care of you. But those who do devotional service to me, he is my friend. I will take care of him. Very clear. The Supreme Lord, he helps you out to come to his side. He says that. And he is doing that. He will do that also. Whoever future devotees will come. Not only for this devotee, for the future generations. He will help. He has helped. Will help also. So everyone is Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam is actually, you know, submission. Islam, the name I found out. What is Islam? Means submission.
They're submitting themselves. They're saying that there is suffering in the world. And by being submitting to the Lord, we eliminate the suffering. This is their philosophy. But are they acting like that? That's a different thing. Christianity, what do they say? If you do a sin, you have to suffer. So don't do the sin. Sin only, suffering. No, don't do the sin. Now, what is the root cause of this problem? We have to find out. Suffering. Right? It says world is full of suffering. What is the root cause? The root cause has been explained as there are four fundamental things you have to understand. That is kuta, bija, papa, and the resultant effect of papa. Kuta is the proclivity, right? We'll come back in a minute. Bija is a seed, the desire. Papam is a sinful activity. And that will lead to two types. Again, there are two types, which is parabdha, aparabdha. Prabhu, you are Gopi Vrindeshwar, you can correct me. Parabdha, aparabdha. Okay? Now, the power of the sinful reaction is only for this birth. Aparabdha will continue in the next birth also. For example, someone is a thief, robber. He steals, right? He constantly steals and he's got a strong desire to steal and he dies. He has accumulated a lot of this aparabdha karma which will not manifest in that birth because he has died. In the next birth, he will have the proclivity, deep-rooted desire to steal. So he will start with dishonesty. He will, immediately, he will not start dishonesty. He will act, in a very untruthful way and pick up this habit. And then he will perfect that stealing habit. Because he is conditioned. This aparabdha, it's continuing on the next birth. So the body Krishna gives based on the karma. It's not that it's simply given to you, right? The body, 33 million demigods are working on your body. So don't take it lightly, okay, this body. Don't waste it. It's been given based on your previous karma. Everything you're conditioned. So the root cause of the problem is the proclivity, right, kuta. Now that comes because of the deep-rooted desire, which is aparabdha karma. Parabdha means this birth only we can go. But interesting enough, if you take up devotion service, both this karma will disappear. Isn't it good? Very good. In India, I don't know about this place. In India, I was told that during the Independence Day, before. Even not now also. And on the Independence, that is, Independence Day was celebrated in India 15th of August, right, 1947. At that time, the President and the Prime Minister, right, they went to the jail and they released all the prisoners. India got independence. Okay, you're all free. No problem. I wave it to you. But the prisoners, some of them are, murderers, robbers, but the President said free. He has a power. Do we question them? Do we question the President? Yes. In the same way, Krishna has got the power. He's a supreme personality. He can waive all your sins if you turn towards him. So why fear? Why to fear? One should be very happy coming to Krishna consciousness. No more karma, suffer, depending upon the condition. Right? Krishna takes it. But you should be serious. Turning towards Krishna is very easy, very important, and it's easy also. There is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, Krishna bhuli se jiva, anadi bahirmukh ata eva maya tera samsara dukh. Krishna bhuli, all the problems is starting
because of Krishna bhulis, forgetfulness of Krishna, turning our back towards Krishna. Krishna bhulis a jiva. From when are we doing that? Anadi bahirbhuk. We are turning our back towards Krishna from time immemorial. We are doing that to Krishna. Even though Krishna has given all the facilities, his material energy is his, spiritual energy is his. We are marginal energy. We ourselves are children of Krishna, marginal energy. Till we turn, we don't respect our parents. So what is the punishment for that? Krishna bhuli se jiva, anadi bhayarmuk, atta eva. So what is Maya doing? The Lord's Maya Shakti is giving you repeated birth and death. Okay. You are turning towards Krishna. Take this as a gift from me. That's what I will do. So what will an intelligent person do? He said, why are you giving me problems? I don't want problems. Then turn towards Krishna. This is how I'll act. This is I am Lord's energy. If you don't respect my Lord, I will keep on troubling you. Defeated samsara do, complete. Birth after birth, repeated birth and death, I will give you like that. Very clear. Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is the question? What is the doubt there? Simple. Either Maya service or Krishna service. There's no choice for the living entity. The living entity is very, very tiny. Tiny, insignificant. You know? What's the size? You know that all of you know the size, right? What's the size of the soul? 1/10 of the tip of the hair, right? And why we are acting so smart? False ego. So the tiny soul is a part of the Lord. It's always under the control of material energy or spiritual energy. It is not independent. Free will is given to act. But we are not independent. Don't think that we are independent. Srila Prabhupada says, either you come under the stringent laws of nature or loving devotion service to Krishna. Love. So you select what you want. Right? Stringent material energy. You do something, that's a reaction. Material energy is unforgiving. Very tough. Unforgiving. It will not show mercy on you. Forget it. It is not going to show. But Krishna, as a father, you know, mother, they can show mercy on you. That's how it was. Material energy is unforgiving. Don't even have any hopes. So the root cause we saw. So, and we also see that everyone is suffering in the material world. It's not that someone is enjoying. Some will have mental problems. Some have physical problem, psychology problem, relationship problem. Who is free of problems? Right? Everyone is suffering. So what is the antidote for suffering? Bhagavadam, third canto, Kapila Muni instruction, later on, what is this chapter? Oh, for 24, from 25 onwards is nectar only. Kapila Muni is giving a lot of instruction to his mother, Devahuti. Very good instruction, 25, 26, 27, the very, very important chapters. And also it goes further, very, very important chapter. Again, Kapila Muni is telling, the living entity is suffering because of the attachment to the material energy. So what is the antidote? You know the problem, right? The reason for the suffering is attachment to the material energy. So what is the antidote? What is the remedy? Attachment to the spiritual energy, no suffering. If you attach to Krishna consciousness, no suffering. There is no suffering in the spiritual energy. All the suffering is happening in the material energy. All of you can analyze this point. Birth, death, old age, disease, Adi Bhautik, Adi Atmi, they are all material energy. Spirit, Krishna is only happiness, only bliss. There's no suffering in the spiritual. Apparently, a devotee may get a token reaction. He's supposed to get, you know, head may be cut off, actually. But Lord may take a little bit of, you know, some hair or something. So kind he is. So he acts. Material energy means suffering. Birth, death. From the head till the toe. You know how many diseases are there? One can analyze, okay? Spend some 5 minutes today. Later on, after you take your breakfast, just go down. 10 minutes, analyze, okay? From here, what is a brain cancer? You go down. This problem. Eye cancer. Nose something. Tongue cancer. Throat cancer. Stomach, heart has got cholesterol. Then you see only, cholesterol. Then, intestine problem, intestine cancer. Then AIDS. Then go further down. Leg problem, that problem, toe problem, nail infection. From the toe. They are not even leaving the scalp. They say, I don't have a hair. Scalp. Hair loss problem. Everything problem. So the body is a nescience. It's a pile of matter, basically. One has to understand that. And then take up Krishna consciousness very seriously. Right? Akama, sarvakama, mokshakama, udharate. Tivrena, bhakti, or yogena, purisham, param, rajatthi. Yajeta, purisham. So as long as Mataji is there, I don't have a problem. So I prefer Mataji for all my classes, corrections. No, it's good that, because we come in the parampara of Srila Prabhupada. Right? So we have to tell properly. So, doesn't matter whether you're full of material desires, or you don't have any desire, or you have a desire for liberation, on any condition, surrender to the Supreme Personality of God. Seriously. Take it seriously, your mission. Krishna is your life and soul. And don't deviate. This is what all the scriptures are saying that. Okay? Morning, when people wake up for Mangala Arati, what is the song you sing? Samsara Dava Nalanita Loka. Nalanita Loka. Right? Now, this Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that this material world is a place of forest fire. Hot. Heat is coming, scorching hot. Morning time. Why do you sing that prayer? To remind us that this is Dukkalayam Ashashvata. Right? It is a place of forest fire. It catches automatically, it catches. And what is the remedy? By the mercy of the Guru, it is like a rain cloud, They put water and all the fire will go. By the mercy of Guru. Scriptures are saying that. Right? So, and what is the remedy for that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kindly said, Cheto Darpana Marjana. By chanting Krishna's holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So many things happens. What does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the first verse of Shishtachakam? He says, it cleanses the heart of the dust accumulated over millions of years. So, the mind has got desires from millions of birth. Accumulated desires to enjoy matter. I want to enjoy matter. A spirit soul wants to enjoy matter. So that desire cannot be taken away from the mind. Because everything in the material world is matter. It's a world of matter. It's not a world of souls. Vaikuntha is a world of souls. It's a world of matter. So the soul, spirit soul, wants to enjoy matter. Whether it's a thing or a body or anything, it's a matter. Living entity wants to enjoy. So this will not go away. Right? So with chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, what happens? Dust accumulated. It goes away. And then what does it do? It extinguishes your fire of conditioned life. Repeated birth and death. Conditioned. I am a man. I will think in this way. This is conditioned life. I will not improve. Some of the people have got a bad habit or whatever maybe. Even they cannot change that habit.
It's a very small bad habit. They cannot change even that. That much they are conditioned. But that conditioning is taken away by chanting Krishna's name. Such powerful name, you know. The Lord and the Lord's name is non-different. Throughout Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying what his power is. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwar. Then, aham sarvasya prabhavo mattaha sarvam prapatyate. Everything is coming from me. Sutre maniganayu mattara parattaram nanyate. All these verses prove the powerful position of Krishna. Right? So powerful personality. We are dealing with Krishna. He's not an ordinary person. Supreme person. Right? Very, very powerful person. So he can do anything. He can help us. Such is the power of Krishna. And so by chanting his name, who's non-different. His name and his Krishna is non-different. By chanting his name, everything will go away. One will get only happiness. Why happiness? Because a spirit soul is Satchitananda component of the Lord. Satchit Ananda. It's covered by matter. So exactly opposite result, right? See, Satch means eternal. The body is temporary. It will die. Chit, knowledge. What is a body? Body is ignorant. Every birth you have to learn A for apple, B for biscuit. You have to learn. Then who will give you the knowledge? But spiritual knowledge, Krishna explains, Svalpam abhyasya dharmasya dayato mahato bayat. Little bit. If you do 10% of devotion service in this birth, next birth you'll start with 11%. But if I got $80 billion and if I die, $80 billion is gone without interest. You can take devotion service when you die. It goes with the soul. Nothing you can take. Not even one pin, $1 you can take. But that doesn't mean that we should not work. You have to do your prescribed duties. You have to do it. So the fundamental understanding of Krishna consciousness is all of us are humans, right? We have to do our spiritual, our prescribed duties. But the only difference between a devotee and a non-devotee is that non-devotee does prescribed duties. He takes care of his family. He goes for work, right? A devotee also does the prescribed duties. He goes for work. I go for my work. I've got a house. I've got a car. Not that I've got a vehicle, you know. Or I've got a horse or something. I've also got a car. I've got horsepower. Engine horsepower. I don't know. 0.5. What's a normal Toyota horsepower? Car? Engine? No technical. No automobile engineer. Okay. So prescribed duties is there. But the only difference between devotee and non-devotee is a non-devotee performs his prescribed duties thinking that he's a body. A devotee performs his prescribed duties thinking he is a soul. That's exactly Krishna is saying. He is saying upgrade from body to soul and continue all your work. I don't stop you. You can have your family, but you should act as a soul. You should go for work, act as a soul. You should go to Melbourne, corner of Frankston and Swanson Street. I don't mind. Act as a soul. Don't act as a body. Then your desire will come. Fundamental principles of Bhagavad. Don't give up. Just upgrade from body to soul. Realize you are the soul. Then you are free. The material energy will not bind you. Then naturally you have attraction for me. I will not force you. Your love is natural. So can you upgrade? Then Lord says, if you want to upgrade, you have to come to me. Take up Krishna consciousness. My dear devotee has come and spread this holy name through the process of Krishna consciousness. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He has spread that. Take up that movement. Upgrade from body to soul and do whatever work you want. You will not do nonsense. When you know that you are the body, you do only nonsense. But when you upgrade to soul, you will never do nonsense. It will not be possible. When you are in the company of the Lord, how can someone do nonsense? Unless one has to fall down to do nonsense. Isn't it? So, the basic thing is upgrade, all of you. Krishna is saying, please upgrade. You are upgrading your computer. You are upgrading your kitchen. You are upgrading your car. Don't you want to upgrade your body? So, same. Prescribed duties, do everything. Don't neglect your prescribed duties, because that is sinful, Krishna says. Right? You do your prescribed duties thinking that you are the soul. That is what you have to do. Very, very easy process. And for that soul, you have to come to Krishna. Because three modes of material nature will harass you. So leave the three modes. Take up Krishna consciousness. Upgrade to soul. Do your prescribed duties. Then back to Godhead. Very simple process. You can pay your bills. You can drive your Toyota car. At the end of the lifetime, you can go back to Godhead. Who is giving this process? The Lord Himself has to descend. Srila Prabhupada says here, after many, many years of human suffering, all the demigods are satisfied because Kapila Deva, the incarnation of Godhead, has appeared. Now, this Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is not incarnation. He is a Swayam Bhagavan Himself coming as a devotee and showing you, see, you don't know how to be a devotee. Follow my procedures. Right? Everywhere we are following standard operating procedures. So this is my procedure. Act as what I tell you. If you act as a devotee, you will be upgraded to soul. And then do your prescribed duties. Who is telling you not to drive a car? Who is telling you not to sit on a sofa? Austerities is not... Our austerity is not, you know, taking bath in cold water, you know, not eating. No, follow the regular austerity. What is austerity for us? No meat eating. Do not touch meat. No intoxication. Not even go sight. Keep up all the abominable activities at distance. No illicit sex. Meaning no prostitution, basically, in Kali Yuga. You know what I mean? And then no gambling. Simple. And to add up to that, it is my personal thought. I had to add one more principle, fifth principle. But if you follow that, definitely you will upgrade. The fifth principle is no movies, no songs. Material song. If you follow that, no, don't even see any movies. Advertisement. No songs. Songs means Krishna conscious songs. Then you will also advance. Right? So we should have five principles basically. Four is only right. Srila Prabhupada commented. But I'm just saying. So, easy. You upgrade and that's it. Very, very easy. What is the difficulty here? The difficulty is in your mind. Because the mind, what happens is, time immemorial, this mind has been associating with the material nature. So it's not willing to come. No, I will not come. The soul is attracted to Krishna. The mind is attracted to matter. This is the trouble we have got. Correct? So Krishna explains the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, how to control the mind. In that he gives a very good example. I think that helps. He says, in a windless place, a flame is unaffected. The flame is there. If there is no wind, the flame will be like that. But where there is full of wind, what happens? Flame. So Krishna compares the flame to be the mind and the wind to be the desire. So as long as you are Krishna conscious, there is no desire, everything is good. The moment you go outside, you see a computer.
The desire is entering through the sense object and it is stored in the mind, you know, and that's it. The mind is agitated. See? So that is why Buddha said, no desire, make it zero. But what we do is, you change your material desire to spiritual desire. That's all you have to do. Two things you do, right? Upgrade from body to soul. For that, change all the material desire to spiritual desire. That's it. Very simple process. Our Keshav Acharya is agreeing to that. Saying yes. Very simple one. You cannot, desire you cannot be eliminated. Right? So make it spiritual desire. That's it. But you have to work on that. Okay? So, what's the solution now? We analyzed, you know, that we accepted that there's a problem. The root cause of the problem. So what is the solution? Simple solution. Krishna is saying, this world is full of suffering. Srila Prabhupada is said in the purport. Krishna has stamped it by saying, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Krishna said, yes, I approve that. This is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. So, what is the solution? The solution is, leave the material world. He said, no, leave it. Leave means not now. You can't leave now. So, do not have faith in the material world. See, what happens is, the material energy, Maya, right? The Maya, the material energy of the Lord gives us hope. There is a hope. Do that. There is a hope. Do that. That's the power of Maya. By chanting, the hope in the material energy will come down. As long as there is a hope, right? One, why will they take up Krishna consciousness? There is a hope. Maya is giving you hope. You have to cut that. So the hope is given by the false illusory energy. Illusory energy or the false? It's a false hope. Why it's a false hope? How do you say it's a false? It is real, right? No. Krishna explains in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that this world is a reflection of the material world. So don't stay there. He said, come, finish off your business and you should go to a place where you come from. Where all of you come from? They'll say India. I know that. Your body has come from India. Where is the soul coming from? One may have Indian body, Chinese body, right? Fiji body, Dham body. But actually, where is the soul coming from? The soul is coming from Goloka. And said, send back the soul to Goloka. Lord is saying, so one should know, understanding the futility of the material world, one should go back to the place where they come from. So it's a reflection. It's a reflection. So reflection means trying to eat an apple from the mirror. I keep a mirror in front of me. I keep an apple and I'm trying to enjoy. How can you enjoy? Impossible. Impossible. One cannot enjoy apple from a mirror. Can you eat that? It is a real apple only. Reflection. One cannot enjoy. Okay? So what is the solution? You have to leave this world. You have to. So Srila Prabhupada says, in elsewhere in a purport, very good statement. Prabhupada says, the child leaves the playing propensity to go to the school. Right? A man leaves one job to go to a better job. Devotee renounce the material world to go to the spiritual. What is the futility after understanding that you are the body matter? You are a soul surrounded by matter. The world is futile, full of suffering. So you have to make a decision, right? People have made decision in their life. Like that you have to make a spiritual decision. Yes, futility, no point. Change the direction. That's what you have to do. And finally, the easier way for all this is that you get knowledge, spiritual knowledge.
Because spiritual knowledge can change the state of mind. See, what the problem with the mind is, I tell you, imagine a crude example, but it's worth knowing it. Say there's a gelatin, okay? You know, all of you know gelatin? Children know gelatin, right? Now, from here, I put some water. First time, what happens? The gelatin makes a path. Okay? I put a water, it makes one path, somewhere this side or that side. Then, afterwards, wherever I put water, it will only use that path. You understand? Understood or no? First time is very important. It makes a path. Then wherever, if I put water here, if I put water here, it will come through the same path. This is mind. No matter you tell anything, again, oh, I want. It will go conditioned. Conditioned soul has to act in that way. You understand? They'll hear big philosophy. And when they go home or something, again, say it. Conditioning. This is a conditioning. Right? So, how is this conditioning? Krishna explains in third chapter. How is this conditioning going? Knowledge. Knowledge can change the state of mind. So the mind is going in one direction. It's attached to matter. So spiritual knowledge can change. That's what Krishna is recommending, spiritual knowledge. With the spiritual knowledge only, one can control the material mind and the senses, he's saying. Right? Why knowledge is changing the state of mind? It's very, very simple. Suppose you've got a gold ring. Okay? You don't know the worth. And it's very troublesome. Suppose I've got a gold ring. It's very troublesome. So I take the gold and throw it out. Because I don't have a knowledge. Right? But if I have a knowledge, this is gold ring, and go to the goldsmith and find what is the cost, they'll say $1,000. $1,000. I'm going to keep it carefully. Right? Little bit hurt, but still it's gold, you know. So the knowledge change. Like that, people don't have a knowledge. This body is going to the metal and energy. So they waste it, they misuse it. So it's only through spiritual knowledge one can change the state of mind. Material knowledge only will drag you down. That's the nature of material energy. Material energy will drag you down, spiritual energy will lift you up. So again, Krishna says in the sixth chapter, do not degrade your mind. Upgrade your mind. Right? What is degrading? Degrading means mode of passion and ignorance. Upgrading is mode of goodness, pure goodness. So the mind is given to you to upgrade. Do not degrade your mind. So, okay. I mean, that's what I would like to discuss today. It's okay. All of you had a good session. So, these are the things. Yeah, I thought I would like to cover. I covered it. That's okay. So, if there's any questions, corrections, comments, we'll see quickly. Otherwise, okay. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Gaura Premanath.